Let's go to rural Western Colorado now, where Mesa County is one of the highest COVID-19 infection rates they have at in the state. Hospitals are at near capacity. Public gatherings of any size are not allowed, and thousands of school kids are remote learning. But it wasn't that long ago that Mesa County was considered a coronavirus success story. Colorado Public Radio Stina Sieg reports on how that's changed.
Back in September, Colorado Governor Jared Polis commended three counties for being able to reopen their economies quicker than anywhere else in the state after the first surge of coronavirus. And he gave a special shout out to Mesa County,
which has really been a long leader since the very start, first in Colorado to open restaurants.
And first to open gyms, and one of the first to offer in-person learning at schools.
And they've been very successful thus far, knock on wood.
Mesa County had been so lightly hit by the pandemic that it took 4 months for it to reach 100 cases here. But those days are gone. Today, Mesa County sees at least 100 new cases almost every day.
I mean, if you look at the data, I mean, it is a spike, like a 90-degree spike.
Stacy Mascarenas is a spokesperson for Family Health West, which runs Colorado Canyon's hospital and medical center in the town of Fruita, population about 13,000. Cases started to surge around the same time that Mesa County got permission from the state health department to loosen coronavirus restrictions. But Mascarenas doesn't think that's to blame.
People just kind of got complacent, and we're seeing the effects of it.
The county's hospitals are now prohibiting most visitors, which they haven't done since spring. And last week, all middle and high school students began learning remotely in the county's main sprawling school district. District 51 spokesperson Emily Shockley says they're urging people to be cautious.
Limit their gatherings and just have maybe those tight-knit family gatherings for Thanksgiving and Christmas and any other holidays this winter.
Shockley says that middle school students are expected to return to in-person classes by early December, but high schools will stay remote until after Christmas. And Shockley says the future of in-person instruction is dependent on having low levels of transmission in schools.
So we're just going to have to see how it goes and just ask people to be on their best behavior, and we'll see what comes of it.
Local businesses are also taking a hit. At the state's direction, indoor dining has been restricted, and capacity at all shops has been limited. Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, says it will take everyone's help to reverse the virus's trend here.
We really are trying to make a plea to the individuals of, you know, do your part and have some pride in our community.
And health officials agree that includes wearing a mask when you're in indoor public spaces or unable to socially distance. But the reality is, when you walk into a grocery store in this county, you often see a few folks without masks, like this woman in her 20s, emerging from a large market in Grand Junction.
I don't want to be controlled by the government.
She doesn't want to give her name because she owns a business in town, where she says she usually does wear a mask.
I refuse to wear a mask on my days off.
Oh, it just infuriates me because this is why we're seeing the increase in numbers.
Back at Fruita's hospital, Stacy Mascarenas has a hard time when she comes across one of these maskless customers. She says her response isn't just because of what she's experienced on the job. She got COVID-19 in August.
I was declining and worried that I was going to continue to decline, thinking, what if I die? You know, it goes through your head. It was scary.
Mascarenas is doing pretty well today, though she says she has a dull, constant headache and sometimes still loses her sense of taste. She believes that many locals are starting to take COVID-19 seriously as it begins to affect them personally.
It's getting the attention now that it deserves, that it deserved a while ago. Hopefully we'll start seeing a decline.
But it hasn't happened yet. So far, the county has had nearly 5,000 COVID-19 cases, about half in the last 2 weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Mesa County, Colorado.